I read on and on. Creed was totally smarmy about her, and it went slow. 3 pages later, they were still walking on the boardwalk. But a part of me wanted to give this girl a trophy. How come one of us couldn't have been nice to him? I wondered out loud. If this girl could put up with him, I guessed we could have too. Sometimes people need a fresh start, Allie said after a minute. People have these geeky reputations, but they get with somebody new, somebody who doesn't know about them, and they can change almost their whole behavior. Yeah, I agreed. I remembered that last summer, Alex had met a girl on the beach in Brigantine. She didn't know that he was class clown and supercomputer brain, and in front of her, he didn't really act like it. I kept reading. I wanted to kiss her so badly, but I couldn't find the courage. I knew if I waited, the right moment would come. Tomorrow, the next day, or the next. I knew this much. Isabella and I would do a lot more walking and talking. She could talk forever, and I wouldn't care what she said. It all sounded like music, and the words were irrelevant. As we returned, my loins were bursting. I threw my head back on the pillow and cracked up. Shh, Allie whispered. We're not going to laugh at him, okay? How could you not laugh at a kid saying loins? Allie was going overboard with the diplomat routine. I remembered other words Creed could pull out of his head. Winsome. Tyrannized. Cathartic. I can't help it, I laughed again. Allie, it's like he lived on another planet. She sighed. It's his parents. You know, he learned all those words from his father, and his mother kept him so under lock and key. What if, I got this thought, what if this girl dumped him, or his mother refused to let him see her anymore, and that threw him into a state of depression, and that's what made him flip? I know your mom is convinced about it, but I'm still thinking Mrs. Creed did it. For Beau's sake, I sure hope this diary says something. I wanted to check out my own theory. I jerked the book away from her and turned to the end. The last entry was dated September 10th, the day after school started. The entry looked like a list. 1. I have excellent skin. 2. I have a nice arch to my eyebrows. 3. My teeth are straight. 4. I'm not fat. 5. I can read music. 6. My mom makes great food, and I have enough to eat. 7. I can pop wheelies on the concrete at 90% pop. 8. I have $3,000 in the bank, which I can claim someday. 9. I have 7 friends on the internet. 10. Isabella and I are 1.